Hey everybody, welcome to Health Tips from Atharva Web Radio. Health Tips is about real people who look good and feel great. This time it's a gem from Russia. Saida Jules is an actress in India. But imagine this, she's been practicing yoga since she was young. A Russian, an Indian, an actress, a yoga instructor, a lovely person. Saida, tell us your fitness secrets.
Hello, yeah, first of all, thank you for having me here. And secondly, I love fitness. I love healthy lifestyle, and I think I'm really much into this since my childhood. And normally, I get up. I like to get up something like 9 o'clock, 9:30. And I think healthy lifestyle, first of all, it's like a lifestyle when you don't drink alcohol, when you don't smoke, obviously, when you don't take drugs. And I have never been doing it either when I was a teenager or in my childhood. I always was following this, I think it's the main principles of health lifestyle. And also part of that, I think I can't say that I'm a very, very healthy food eater, but I'm trying to eat healthy as long as it's possible. I'm pure vegetarian, and in fact, I would say I follow vegan diet, which when you don't eat dairy products as well. So I'm pure vegetarian, I don't eat dairy, I don't eat meat, and normally I prefer to eat like raw food. You know, I like very simple food, not spicy and not fried. But of course, sometimes it happens that they either eat fried or some pasta or something. You know, I think if once in a while you eat even sweet or whatever you like, it's not fried. And I try also not to eat after 6 o'clock. Normally I have a very early dinner, it's like 6:30. Or if I'm traveling or if I'm shooting, then it can be 7, but not later than that. And also, I would love to go to the gym more often than I do. But unfortunately, I think me and gym, we just don't get along together. But I do yoga, and I have been doing yoga since my childhood. And I think it's like more than 10 years now. And I also have a degree in teaching of yoga. So I do it at home. I try to do it like 3-4 times a week for 1 hour. Yeah, but unfortunately, when you go for a shoot somewhere, you don't get time and you don't get like physical energy to do a lot of exercises. So I think I would prefer to have more physical activity in my life than I do at present. So that's why I make food my main concern. You know, I think for the person who goes to gym often, like 6 times a week, then maybe you can eat more like fried or unhealthy food. But in my case, for me, it's more easier to cut down to habits than to go to gym. Dark. I don't know, either every day or more often. I'm not really gym person, but still I try to go whenever I have time, whenever I have the ability.
Yoga tips, you know, I joined yoga when I was about 10 years old. And it was not in a gym or something, it was long back. And that time yoga was, it was like a niche kind of a market, and it was a specific yoga school. So when I joined, it was a course from the beginners. And then gradually I learned and I proceeded like, you know, from the beginning to that advanced level. It didn't happen in a day, it was a gradual process. And I personally think that if you want to do yoga or if you want to learn it, I think you should go to yoga ashrams, especially in India. There are so many of them. Because I think a yoga teacher, to be a yoga teacher, it's not only to know right asanas and exercises. Because every exercise in yoga, it can look very simple, but it can give a lot of heart pressure And there are many exercises that's not allowed to do for beginners. So if you want to learn yoga, you should go to a professional yoga institute and join the course for the beginners and learn it gradually. It's like meditation. You can't just start doing meditation from the day one when you joined yoga, because you have to be physically prepared to do that. And it takes some time. It's like developing things. And I personally, I don't like yoga in the gym, because I think all the teachers, they just, you know, was like exercising for a year or so, and then they just teach it in the gym, and you know, yoga in the gym, it becomes like kind of, it's not authentic, it's not real. It's like personally what I think, and yoga is something different. It's something that you should go to ashram and learn from a professional teacher who have been doing it for entire life. Because it's not only physical exercises, it's also the way how you think. It's a philosophy as well. And especially, personally, like nowadays, Bikram yoga is very popular. Personally, I don't like it. And I think, I don't think it's very good for health if you do it often. Because normally you should do either at yoga or gym. You should go like 3-4 times per week. Yeah, and Bikram yoga, I think, because I know many people who goes every day for like 2 hours, and I don't think it's very good for health to do yoga in a very like in a steam environment, because then you have much more pressure for your body, and you don't know what it will give you later. Plus yoga, you know, it was established in a very, very ancient time in India. And in that time, like, it was established in natural conditions, yeah, in natural climate that it exists. And I think it should be taken that way. So personally, like, I don't follow hot yoga, and I think it's not the way how it was created from the beginning. No, I do very simply. I do it home by myself, like, for people who know. Like what yoga is, normally the yoga class is built up in such a way that at first a person does just different like stretches, different exercises to like warm up the body. Then after that you do proper exercises of yoga, different asanas for like different parts of the body, whatever you're looking for. After that you do some breathing exercises. It's called like different pranayamas, yeah, like for your breath. After that, you have relaxing, like relaxation time, or either you can meditate for a bit or just relax your body. So this is what I do. Normally, I don't know, like if I have time, I normally do for 1.5 hour. And if I don't have time, then I'll do. And I think, of course, absolutely everybody, no matter what you do, no matter who you are, you will have different situations and feelings in life. And I think it's very important to, you know, whenever you go through such a phase in life, when it's either depression or you're feeling low, it makes you more stronger. And I think it depends also, you know, why you feel low or depressed. It depends on the reason. And sometimes, I don't know, when I feel maybe stressed or low, sometimes I try to travel somewhere or to spend time with the people I really love and care about. I think this is the best, like to just be with people who really, really mean something to you. And like your best friends, I think they always can make you feel better. But sometimes when you don't have such opportunity to spend time with them, then probably you just have to be strong. And no matter what, just no matter how you feel, just you have to keep doing what you normally do, like your work or your daily routine. But I don't think it's natural for every person. So I think there is no medicine or no advice that you can do it and suddenly it can go. It's just time that has to pass. because unfortunately I have tried many different things, but I didn't find such, you know, magical thing that you just do it and then you're always happy throughout the life. No, but you should just try to be positive, to have good energy in you, because whatever energy you send to the world, it comes back to you. So I just try, you know, to be a nice person, do good things that I can be proud of, and just to be as more positive as I can. I think it's a very deep word, happiness. Happiness is something probably that harmony and peace that a person can develop inside. Yeah, that like strong character, and when everything inside of you is in harmony, and you always do what your heart tells you to do. In fact, I think that probably real happiness is when a person follows his heart and just do what, you know, he feels like doing. I think it's probably the most beautiful thing in life that you can do. But otherwise, I think what is really happiness, at least for me, and I think it's love. Because no matter, you know, what job you do or whatever it is, it's only love can really inspire you and help your depression to go and just, you know, make you look forward to the next day and like to just make your life a bit more beautiful than it is.
Thanks, Aida. Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting delivers reports on pharma, biotech, agribusiness, and fisheries. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's atharvalife.com. Or call 080-2353-0016 or write to info@atharvalife.com. See you next time. Stay healthy. Bye.